I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thanks for joining me. I'm Buddy Shula. Welcome to this segment with the Buffalo Dental Group. You've heard about the Buffalo Dental Group for a long, long time, but we're going to tell you reasons why you really want to talk to the doctors at the Buffalo Dental Group, and you really want to choose them as your provider for dentistry. 634-1234 is the phone number for Buffalo Dental Group. That's 634-1234. They're located on Main Street in Williamsville. That's their main location, and also in Kenmore. And you can go to their website at thebuffalodentalgroup.com. I have done that, and what I noticed about the website, which is awesome, is that you have a 4.9 Google review. Now, that's not just five people who were giving you reviews. This is 405 people that were giving you reviews to have a 4.9.
Why is it not 5.0? Where we lose that 0.1%?
I don't know. I got to look at those reviews. Something, but 4.9 in a review on Google. How do you guys do that?
The one thing that we do is I think it shows when you read the reviews. They talk about how friendly, how nice the staff is, and the dentists, and they don't always talk about the work, but they feel welcome there. And we answer a lot of the reviews also, and that's very important because then people feel they've been heard.
Well, I don't think anybody doesn't look at reviews. And if you go to your website, people can see right on there why they like the Buffalo Dental Group. And we were talking just before the show about some of your new patients that say, why didn't I find you earlier? Does that happen a lot?
We hear that all the time. I wish I had found you earlier. I wish I had found you before we did all these crowns. I had all these crowns done, and you don't do that. And I had these teeth extracted. So it's like, well, you found us now. I can't go back, but we can only go forward. But, there's a lot of passion of what we do that we put into it. We believe in what we do. We believe in it passionately and really focus our efforts into the best care we possibly can do. And we say that we treat people like family, and it's really true. It's like, what would I do if it's my wife sitting in that chair, if it's my kid sitting in that chair? That's our whole focus.
I'd like to add to that, Bernie, that we are more than welcome, for you to come in for a second opinion if someone has told you maybe you should take out that tooth or maybe you should have that tooth crowned. Think about it, and we're very happy to do a complimentary second opinion for you.
That's a lot of people. Everybody should look for a second opinion. So everybody should do that if you're thinking about any kind of dentistry. And the particular type of dentistry that Buffalo Dental Group believes in is something called minimally invasive dentistry. Some people may not know what that means, but you talk about it a lot. So what is it? Why should it matter to somebody?
Minimally invasive dentistry, we actually pioneered it. Goes back to 1994 when we changed the way we practice. We had some great mentors, renowned dentists from across the country that we studied a lot under. And we took a lot of different areas that they did, a lot of different things that they did, and put them together and really focused on the name is everything, minimally invasive. Keeping people with their teeth, not extracting teeth whenever possible.
Preserving tooth structure is key. It really is. And our mentors and the technology, which we've always talked about, has allowed us to preserve a lot of your tooth structure. Whereas, many years ago, probably 25, 30 years ago, didn't really have that technology. And now it's booming. It's unbelievable what we can do.
So you have like a less is more type of approach.
Correct. It is. There's nothing like your own tooth. There really isn't.
Perfectly said. Less is more. The less that we can do for preserving tooth and actually just for treating people, yet still doing something that's predictable and keeps them in a healthy state, that's our focus.
So let's talk about that. So does that make your practice different than other practice in terms of wanting to preserve the natural tooth, where others may not want to do that?
I don't know if...
Tell you most dentists want to try and preserve
your teeth. They do, but it's, what we do is we've pioneered a whole area that kind of is a different way of looking at things. And not in the historical aspect of, oh, this tooth's broken, being taken out. And, you know, implants are great. We do a lot of implants in our office. We do all sorts. We're comprehensive in nature of what we do. But if we can predictably restore someone's tooth or teeth, we will do that versus extracting that tooth and putting an implant in place. First of all, it costs a lot less, but there's nothing like your own natural tooth.
Let's talk about some of the technology at the Buffalo Dental Group. The technology obviously soars. I mean, it's soaring in everything we do on an everyday basis. But when it comes to dentistry, you have some real good new technology. And I want you to tell me about it because I have it written down here as scanners. So, Dr. Vossler, tell me about the scanners you have.
We're introducing the intraoral scanner. So when you come in and we're going to maybe do a veneer, maybe do an onlay, how about for if you want to get braces or you need dentures? Now we can scan inside your mouth within probably 2 minutes. We don't have to use the goop, as people refer to
it. Yeah, you say that a lot.
The impression material that, you know, sometimes it makes people gag. They don't like it. They have to stay in your mouth for at least 3 minutes. We're moving away from that, which I think is a great benefit to the patient. And the scanner is quick. And we can actually send it to the lab from the scanner. It's amazing. You know, no more lab boxes and wait for the guy to come and pick it up. I mean, really, it's a time saver also.
So, you know, everyone knows the feeling it's like when they have to press down in that goop.
The goop.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't have to do that anymore.
That's going to get into the history books.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a lot
in
of
most
things.
Situations. Once in a while, we still may have to. Sometimes you still have to take an impression, but it's not too often. Again, with the scanner, the technology for any type of restorations, but for Invisalign, we do a lot of Invisalign in our office. I've been trained in traditional orthodontics. I trained about 30 years ago for 2.5 years in traditional orthodontics. But we were, the first general dentist that did Invisalign in Western New York. Now with Invisalign, we can scan somebody's mouth. They come in for a first visit, we can scan that, and we can actually give them a digital representation of where they are right now, show them what Invisalign can take them to, where they can go to with that. It's so neat to be able to do that.
It's like a before and after in a way. You can show them, here's where you are today, here's where you can go, and about how long it'll take. So the patient has an idea of what they're getting into, and it's very enthusiastic for them.
Well, I got to tell you, and we go back to the website, speaking of before and after, you have a page on there that shows a lot of before and afters when it comes to like a whitening, when it comes to teeth, when it comes to anything to do dental. And, you know, I was scrolling through the pictures, and it was just awesome to see what somebody is like before they have you treat them, and then afterwards. And these are true pictures. These aren't made up.
No, they're real pictures. They're real patients.
You know, I think when somebody sees something like that, they, you know, everybody wants the end result. You know, the end result has got to be what they want. It's got to be perfect to them. And that's what you're showing in these pictures is the end result of what you have done with some of your patients. Another part is in your website, you have something in there called like an I am section. I am in pain. I have a toothache. I have, you know, this is something that if somebody does have any of these conditions, how do they, you know, how do they go about that? Do they just call, make an appointment?
That's always the best way. Just call our office and we'll get them in and see what's going on. We try to get people in as quickly as possible, especially if they're in pain, if they're having an emergency type situation.
It's usually the same day, especially if you're in pain.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Someone, you know, chipped a tooth and it's sharp. You know, we might just bring them in just to smooth it over and then make an appropriate appointment to do the restoration. But we try to get them in same day. Absolutely.
That's always our goal, to get them in that that day or the latest the next day. If we have four dentists that are with our group right now, another one hopefully joining. And we usually have enough flexibility. But how, again, it goes back to how would we want to be treated? If we were in pain, the last thing you want to do is call an office and say, oh, yeah, we can get you in 2 weeks from now. That doesn't really work well. So we want to get people comfortable. We try to always, you know, put ourselves in their shoes.
Another thing about the Buffalo Dental Group is, and this is mentioned in the reviews quite a bit, is the staff. So tell us, why do people love
your staff? Because they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I'll tell patients this a lot. You know, they'll, maybe they're long-term patients. Oh, where's so-and-so? Oh, she's actually at the other office. We don't have high turnover of our staff. And that says a lot about your practice. You know, we, I think they're very attuned to the patient. That's the focus. And it's nice to walk in and be greeted. You know, we've all experienced where you walk into a medical office or whatever and no one even looks up. You might have to walk up and sign your name on a, you know, piece of paper. We don't do that. We greet you. And I think that's important to feel welcome in this office.
We never want to have a situation where it's like next and, you know, working through an assembly line. And that's that, I think, is our difference. One of our big differences that we focus on. We treat people. We take care of people. We what we do may be in somebody's mouth, but there's a person attached to every mouth that we take care of.
And I got to tell you, buddy, that's when you read those reviews like you did. Mm-hmm. It's over and over again. It's the same kind of theme where they're like, they're nice. They're, you know, they're paying attention to me and they're kind. That says a lot.
Do you see a lot of people with the phobias and the scaredness of going to a dentist for some reason? That's always been, you know, people look at heart surgery, they're not even scared. But when you talk about a dentist, you know, you get that phobia.
Yeah, we see it all the time. Usually it goes back to a very bad experience they have when they were a child. And that one or more traumatic experiences when they were a child sets them for life, and it always comes back up. Our goal, we always try to get people over that, and we usually can. And I've had patients that were so fearful they could barely walk in the door. And now, and then they actually tell me, they say the same with the dental officer. Oh, that's no problem. I actually look forward to coming in, and it's not a problem. The fear is gone. And our goal is always to get people to that, because we never want to have that mountain or that hurdle for them to get over to come in and see us.
So how do you treat them when they're like that? I mean, is it medication? Is it your staff? Is it the way you talk to them? How do you get someone over a fear?
Yes,
like
yes,
that?
And yes. You, yeah. But usually it's just, first of all, having completely non-confrontational, come on in and talk. Let's talk. Let's take a look. Let's see what we can do. And so we're not going to do anything. We'll just kind of get to know you. You get to know us. And we're going to break down that mountain, that hurdle a little bit at a time.
The other thing that I find with patients that are fearful is when you're sitting and talking with them and beginning to work. Sometimes we've used medication for sedation. There's nitrous oxide or laughing gas. And sometimes we've worked through that and they don't need it anymore. The one thing I find is that I always let them know, you're in control. If you tell me to stop, I stop. And that's a big thing for patients, because they'll tell me, oh, the dentist didn't stop when I told them. Mm-hmm. And when they trust you and believe you, I think a lot of that anxiety goes down.
We want to thank Buffalo Dental Group and Dr. Vossler, Dr. Kolber. The phone number, 716-634-1234.
Correct.
It's 634-1234. Main Street in Williamsville. Buffalo Dental Group, thebuffalodentalgroup.com. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.